Whether you love it or hate it, the Oxford comma evokes some pretty strong feelings, both among people who study language and the rest of us. Why? Why do we let this tiny, curvy little line have so much control over us? Anne Curzan is an English professor at the University of Michigan and co-host of That's What They Say on Michigan Radio. She's here to help us understand the drama behind the Oxford comma. First, Anne, what is the Oxford comma?
The Oxford comma is sometimes known as the serial comma. This is the comma in a list. And specifically, it's the comma after the second to last item. So if we were to say she plays tennis, volleyball, and soccer, it would be the comma after volleyball. She plays tennis, comma, volleyball, comma, and soccer. But not everyone agrees that you have to have a comma after that second to last item.
Why are there different rules about the Oxford comma?
That's a great question. The people who are proponents of the Oxford comma will say it usefully disambiguates, right? So there's no question that the second to last item is still part of the list if it has a comma after it. And I see you nodding. Do you like the Oxford comma?
I love the Oxford comma, yes.
And I have to say, I also like the Oxford comma. I might even love the – no, I think I just like the Oxford comma. People have a lot of, as you said, a lot of strong feelings about the comma, including the people who don't like the Oxford comma, who will say it clutters up the sentence. It's unnecessary clutter. But for the people who like it, they will say there are sentences where it disambiguates the sentence. And there was this cartoon circulating on the internet about the Oxford comma. And it said, we invited two strippers, comma, JFK and Stalin. In the first version, there was an Oxford comma. And so you have four people, two strippers, and then JFK and Stalin. In the second version, no Oxford comma. And so you see this picture of JFK and Stalin dressed as strippers. And people say, see, you need the Oxford comma because otherwise it's confusing. My reaction is you have to work really hard to create that kind of sentence.
Why do we care so much?
A lot of people care about usage rules, and I think what we're seeing happen here is that grammar or usage comes to represent much more than grammar or usage. That somehow this is coming to represent a broader kind of order in the world, a kind of social order. It's also about education. And if you've spent a lot of time learning the rules of punctuation, I think we can become fond of them and want other people to learn them. Honestly, there's some gatekeeping that's happening here of sort of if I know them, you should know them. But we also just get fond of them. We like the way they look on the page.
Are we ever going to settle this?
I doubt that we're ever going to all come to agreement about exactly how commas are used. And I think in the end, what we need to remember is that punctuation's there to promote clarity on the page. We can sometimes get a little obsessed with consistency and say, you always have to have the Oxford comma or always not have the Oxford comma. But really, in the end, it's about whether it's clear on the page what the author's trying to tell us.
Anne Curzan is an English professor at U of M. She's also the co-host of That's What They Say here on Michigan Radio. Thanks, Anne.
Thanks.